And welcome back to hour number two, Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, to right here on the South Florida High School Sports Radio Show, right here on 104.3 FM WQAM. We take you right up until 8 o'clock. We will start right away with our second hour. As we told you, the Broward County National Football Showcase will get underway this Friday. We'll run next week and into next weekend. The premier event. It really is. I mean, nationally, you talk ESPN games, local coverage, national max preps. Everybody's been on it, and rightfully so, because they get the best teams. And it features a lot of our South Florida teams, too, which was probably the objective from the beginning, against some of the best in the country. One of the co-founders of the event and somebody who just does a tremendous job, along with his staff and along with Sean Sarah as well, as Dr. Kevin Perry, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Kevin, thanks so much for taking the time. Great seeing you this morning at the BCAA taping, and certainly you've been really, really busy, and rightfully so. I mean, you are the one that gets these games together. You guys get the sponsors, you get the logistics for all the games, and I know it's not easy, and certainly you get an opportunity to get what they call a dress rehearsal on Friday when Jacksonville Mandarin visits the MacArthur Mustangs in Hollywood for the first game that will kick off quite a week next week. Talk about that and talk about how far this event has come.
First off, thank you as always. Definitely great seeing you this morning, and thank you for covering us and all the student athletes and in the state of Florida, since you do everything. But it's tremendous. It's been year five. When we started this, Sean and I cannot imagine it has grown and blossomed into what it is. But like you said, it's the premier high school football event in America. And I love the creating the matchups and letting the best play the best.
Yeah. And you follow this thing. I mean, throughout the whole course of the year, you kind of put out tweets on some of the players who played in the game, some of the players who will play in the game. And you have quite a kickoff, kind of like the Mustang Bowl. Both teams have the same colors. Both have the same logos. One from Jacksonville, one from Hollywood, MacArthur against Mandarin, a University of Miami kind of a showcase. Two commitments from MacArthur, one commitment from Mandarin with another one. They're trying to get Bryson Wright as well. Talk about that opening game.
Well, I didn't mean to match it up with the same colors, same mascot and everything. It just turned out that way. But and like you said, it's going to be a tremendous matchup. I actually really like the idea of having one game kick off the entire event. So one game this week, eight games next week. But like you said, the matchups are tremendous. You got Miami quarterback in Mandarin, the receiver, Bryson, number one player, 2028. Going against two DBs committed to Miami in the secondary. So it's going to be a great game. MacArthur's debuting their brand new artificial turf. I can't wait for Friday night.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Then next week, scene shifts at Miramar. It will be West Broward, the defending state 6A runner-up against McEachern, coached by one of our own from down here, Coach Reed, from Georgia. Really good program. West Broward obviously lost some of the talent from last year, but Coach Mack has done a really good job trying to retool. That one will be on August the 27th on the same night, Thursday, as the Chaminade Madonna and Sierra Canyon, who will play at MacArthur. Two really good football teams. Talk about those two games.
Again, two great matchups. You can never go wrong when you have a Georgia-Florida matchup, or especially a California-Florida matchup. It's just loaded. I mean, that night alone, you're talking 30, close to 40 Division I Power 4 kids playing in that one night. So good luck on picking on which one you want to go to.
Yeah. Well, if that's going to be a dilemma, that Friday night would be more so a dilemma, because you have four games going on. Archbishop McCarthy against a Bowles team that was down here last year that made it to the 2A state finals before losing to Cardinal Mooney. You have Coconut Creek and True North, which I think is be a really, really good game at Coconut Creek. A Miami team, as you mentioned, you want to kind of showcase South Florida. Then American Heritage, a team that never disappoints. If you remember last year, they fell behind by 3-4 touchdowns and came back and won their game in the showcase. They'll be playing against East St. Louis, a really good team. And then the final game on that Friday, Western against Pine Creek of Colorado. That game will be played at MacArthur. Four really good games, Kevin.
Yeah, it's tremendous putting on these matchups. And, again, it's just about showcasing the best kids in the country against each other. A lot of teams, a lot of schools don't have that opportunity. So just the exposure for these kids on a national stage, national level, even the kids that aren't recruited right now, you never know if a college coach is watching that game of a 4-star, 5-star kid, and now you got another kid who has a tremendous game. Now they're on somebody's board in college. So it's just having those opportunities is what really sinks in when we talk about these matchups.
Yeah, no doubt. And we saw Bulls last year, really good team. We saw them, ironically, we saw their first and last game last year. We saw their opener against Monarch, where they kind of unveiled some really, really good talent. You know, Aster Giotto, one of the best defensive ends in the country, just a junior. And then Xander Edwards, the son of Mark Edwards, former NFL star, former Notre Dame player as well. And they're stacked with talent. And then we get Coconut Creek, I think one of the best teams in public schools in Broward County. They've done a great job against a True North team. Went 10-3 last year and is predicted as one of the top 1A schools. American Heritage, we'll see them on Friday night. They have an opportunity to play West Boca Raton as a tune-up for East St. Louis, which comes into town with one of the best running backs in the country. And then Western, Coach Rack is doing a really good job rebuilding that program at Western, as they'll be playing a Pine Creek team of Colorado, pretty decent one. And it all sets the table for ESPN Saturday. And I know you're always looking forward to those Saturday games, because that's when the nation gets a chance to see what you guys have done. Two games on that day, 2 o'clock game, Christopher Columbus of Miami, which is, we know, notoriously one of the best teams year in and year out, coming off a four-win season. So Coach Dave Dunn has kind of done his job. They'll play host to Bishop Gorman, the number two team in the country. And then the nightcap at 6 o'clock, the team that a lot of people, as we were talking with John Santucci, they think that St. Thomas Aquinas is the best team in the country. Well, they'll get a chance to show it right off the bat as they play. As you and I have chastised Texas for years and years and years about talking the game and never coming over, well, we'll get DeSoto, one of their best teams. And those two games right there, that's got to peg the meter for you and for everybody else.
Yeah, it's really special. ESPN has been involved since the first year. This is actually going to be our 9th and 10th game on ESPN. And as you said, I mean, you got number two in the country. You know, they got a great warm-up game this Friday against number one, Bosco. And you have Texas for the first time coming to South Florida. I mean, coming to Florida, period. It's something you and I have always talked about. It took me 5 years to get a Texas team. But every single team that we talked about, just working with the coaches, the coaching staff, and their director of football operations, athletic directors, it's a great experience for me. And I just love putting on this event for not only the kids, which that's the main focus, but our community in South Florida alone.
Yep, and all the great sponsors who have stepped up to be behind this. I mean, great sponsors, great people who care about the kids and want to make this a first-class event and, you know, send a lot of those teams back to where they were and say, hey, you know what? What a great opportunity we've had. You know, places like Dave and Buster's people like that have stepped up. We know that Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital always doing their thing as far as that's concerned. Tickets. Let everybody know how they could get tickets online. I know that's Patty gave the wrong address this morning, but we'll rectify that now. How do they get tickets for all these games?
All the games are on Hometown, which you can find on our X account. It's on the Broward Education Foundation website. But if you follow the Instagram, Broward Showcase, it's in the bio. But it's Hometown. The only game it's on GoFan is the DeSoto-St. Thomas game. Those tickets are not on sale yet. That will be next week when we release that. But the other eight games, they're on Hometown and ready to be purchased.
I'm excited. I can't wait. I thank you so much for making time for us this morning and also this evening, Kevin. And, you know, we'll see you out there. And thanks a lot for what you guys do, because you've really helped put this South Florida on the map as far as what we should be. I mean, everybody knows we play great high school football in the state of Florida, especially in South Florida. Now we get to showcase it every year. And, you know, people behind Max Preps and Andy over at Rivals and certainly, you know, John Santucci with USA Today, they've helped to kind of bring this thing to a national front and done a great job. Again, thanks so much. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, and thank you for everything you do, Larry. You have a good night.
You too. Kevin Perry. Dr. Kevin Perry does a great job, guys. I mean, come on. He's bringing in all these teams from all over the country, programs that set great matchups. He's done it for the fifth straight year, he and Sean, and the Broward Education Foundation, and they're great sponsors as well.